Hey everyone, welcome to today's Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional. My name is Nate Carter. Today we're in Proverbs 29, and I just took the time to read slowly through these Proverbs and just bring out a few of them that really stood out to me as being especially pertinent in my own life, and just wanted to share them with you. Let's see what the Lord may be saying to us both today, beginning right with verse 1. Whoever stubbornly refuses to accept criticism will suddenly be destroyed beyond recovery. So, why is that true? Well, criticism, of course, we don't want cruelty, not cruel criticism, but we want to invite constructive criticism into our lives. And I've certainly gone through phases where I really bristle at criticism. I don't want to hear anyone saying, you didn't do well on this, or this could have been a whole lot better. But here's the thing, like if you never hear any criticism, you never grow, right? And chances are that there are also going to be some major pitfalls that you could have avoided if you had listened to criticism. Whoever stubbornly refuses to accept criticism will suddenly be destroyed beyond recovery. We want to avoid those pitfalls. So allow yourself to put yourself in the presence of people that love you, that are willing to tell you the truth about who you are, about your characteristics, about what you do, and how you can grow in that. The next one that stood out to me is verse 7. The godly care about the rights of the poor. The wicked don't care at all. I mean, this is expressing a heart of God. And throughout the pages of scripture, you see that God cares for those who are poor. And he even enacts laws in the Old Testament for helping and caring for the poor so that they're able to make it. They're able to live. They're able to eat. I find myself inwardly struggling often to judge those when I see people who are begging or, you know, in dire straits. And I think, you know, what bad choices did you make to find yourself in this predicament? Gosh, what a haughty, just kind of mean-spirited way to look at people, right? And I'm embarrassed to admit that to you, but it's true. And it's not always, but the fact is, you know, so much of where I find myself in my life has nothing to do with what I've done. It has nothing to do with my actions, my choices, my work ethic, although I have those. But so much of where we find ourselves in life is because where we were born, the family that we were born into, the circumstances that we were born into, and the things that happened in our lives that we had no control over, but are simply the place that God placed us to be in life. And yet there are others who have found themselves in tough circumstances, things that being born into a poor family or in a poor country or in a time of drought or a time of special need or unemployment or mental illness or physical illness or all kinds of different circumstances that may have been beyond their control. Who am I to judge the poor, but rather, let me care for the poor and care about their rights. Let us all do that. Verse 15, to discipline a child produces wisdom, but a mother is disgraced by an undisciplined child. I was recently at an event with my kids, and this parent walked in with four boys who were a complete mess. I only had to endure them for about 5 minutes, but I could hardly stand it. This parent had absolutely no control over their children, and their children had absolutely no self-control. Now, who knows what fed into that, but clearly this parent didn't know how to effectively discipline their child, or their children didn't effectively know how to accept discipline. Discipline is not punishment. Discipline is not cruelty. Discipline is helping people know, helping our children know the guardrails of life. And discipline is what God teaches us as well. Being a disciple is one who knows discipline. I heard a great metaphor a couple of weeks ago that says, you know, we are free in Christ, yes, but we're free to follow along the rules that God has given to us. And the metaphor is, you know, someone can give you a guitar and you can just wildly strum the strings without any care whatsoever, and it's going to sound terrible. You're free to play that way if you want to, but God teaches us the chords. God teaches us the different parameters of how to play the instrument. And so we're free to play any song we want, to make up our own songs, by using those chords, that's the freedom. The chords are the boundaries that we have to work within, and the freedom comes from using those boundaries in an effective way. That's what discipline is. Those are the boundaries, and within those boundaries, we're free to live, but discipline is a good thing. Well, we're almost out of time here, so I'll just end with this wonderful proverb. This is good for me to memorize. Verse 23, pride ends in humiliation, while humility brings honor. We see across the whole scope of the Bible that humility is a characteristic that is prized above many, many other traits, and that we are to seek humility above all. I love the play on words with humiliation and humility. Pride ends in humiliation, but humility brings honor. Find a proverb that speaks to you today, and think about it throughout the day, and let the Lord continue to refine us as we study the book of Proverbs. See you next time on the Cornerstone Connection.